Thank you, Ellie, very much for this reading, which may be familiar to some, but maybe rather different to others. But it's one of the readings that's set in our modern prayer book for New Year's Eve. And it's a reminder that our times are in God's hands, and there's a rhythm of life, and there are rhythms of times. And I suppose it's set for today because New Year's Eve and this time of year is one when we often reflect on the past and look forward to the future, to the new year. And that's what we're going to do in these two reflections at this service. And everyone is going to be involved in some way, because you will be asked at some stage to have a word with your neighbour about a particular topic. So I just put that forward as an alert. Now, some people speak of there being at different stages in their lives what they call liminal times. Times when we or they are more aware of the realities of life, of humanity and of God, than they are at other times, than in normal daily life. We have more of an awareness of being in touch with another, a greater reality, than at other times. Now, liminal, as a word, comes from the Latin word limen, which means threshold. And the threshold in a house or in a room is the place we step over to move in or to move out. It's the place at the entrance which we cross when we go in and out. Moving out, moving in and moving out. And threshold times are those times where there's a greater sense of realities beyond the normal. And this change of year, new year, the old as we leave and move into a new, could be called a threshold time, when we step out of the year that is past and into the year that is to come. Now, when we leave a house, we often look back. In my case, I mainly look back to check the back door is locked, but I have my keys to get back in and my wallet and bus pass and glasses and phone. There's a big checklist. But on cold days, I look back to experience that last touch of warmth and light, if it's towards the evening, that's contained within the house. Funnily enough, our media regard this as a threshold time in one sense, a time of change. There are all sorts of articles and programs about the best films, most of which I have not seen, the best books, most of which I've not even heard of, let alone read, the best sports people, the best this, the best that of the previous year, the funniest television program, and so on. It's a very good way of filling TV and magazine time at this time of year. Now, Bishop Angelos, who is the Bishop of the Egyptian Coptic Orthodox Church for London, a person always worth listening to, he's often on the Today programme, wrote, "As 27 winds down, it's an ideal opportunity to spend some time in quiet assessment and reflection on the year, capturing its best to replicate, pinpointing its worst to avoid, and discovering everything that was to be done that we just never really got around to." And for us as Christians, it's an opportunity to look back, not so often to look back at the disappointments, the failures, the problems, but to look back with thankfulness for all that has been good in the previous 12 months, for all that God has provided for us. So as we prepare to step across the threshold from 2017 into 2018, we can look back into the year and think of what lifts our hearts about the 12 months that's passed. What would we give thanks to God for? What would we praise God for? Now, there are two verses in Ecclesiastes which pinpoint this. Verses 12 and 13. "I know that there is nothing better for men, for people, than to be happy and to do good while they live, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God." And so now we move to the participatory bit of this first reflection. And what I'd like you to do is to turn to your neighbour, maybe someone, well, if your couples turn to someone differently, or maybe, well, turn to someone anyway, and share with them what you think, looking back, you can be grateful for, you can thank God for, what has been good about the past 12 months. That will be our first reflection, and later on we'll have our second reflection, which will be looking forwards. So, do turn and have a word with your neighbour, and I'll call things to end, things to thank God for.